about this. Wherever y'all go, I pay for it. It's my treat, no matter what you do.
We're going to go on the off day.
Saturday's off.
So you're going to come with us?
Yeah, we got to work it out. We got to, you know, everything's behind the scenes. We got to, you know how that goes.
It's on me, though.
Okay, that's cool.
As long as you pick out our colors and...
No, I can't do the colors. I'll tell you what looks good.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. That's good.
What you would like. Perfect. Okay, whenever you're ready.
So what has been the biggest adjustment to this system?
The biggest adjustment right now is more of the blocking scheme. It's a different blocking scheme. Usually been a man in the process in the past. That's the biggest thing right now. I would say the protection part of it. But other than that, it's pretty much football. You just see the hole hit the hole. And the special team is pretty much the same thing. Nothing really changed on special team. But other than that, we're pretty much similar to last year.
And this system can really open up some holes. And as an explosive back, you're probably really excited about that. How excited are you to be a part of an offense where the run game is going to be paid attention to and really devoted to, and that must be exciting entering the season knowing that that's going to be a main priority for the offense?
Well, I think the run takes a lot off of Julio, Rodden, and Hester, and all those guys. And Matt, I mean, when you can run the ball, it opens up everything for the pass game. So that in itself helps this team out a lot. If you don't want to be one-dimensional in whatever level you're playing on, whether it's a Pop Warner, high school, college, whatever, in the NFL, you don't want to be one-dimensional. If you could do both, that helps the team out big. So that's what we want to do.
And what is your mindset going into the game on Friday, knowing that as of yesterday when the depth chart was released, you're going to be getting a bulk of the carries with Coleman and Freeman both being on the sideline? What's your mindset, and what's kind of the mindset of the running backs going into the game on Friday?
My mindset personally is to go out there and be very detailed, play hard, leave it all on the field. And when the plays are presented, make those plays. When it's coming up to a blitz pickup, pick those blitz up. If it's on special team, go out and be disruptive as possible. Make the play, or, you know, whatever it takes. Like I said, like I'm telling those guys before, I want to do whatever it takes to win. Whether it's preseason, regular season, don't matter. I just want to win. I like winning, period.
So if you could sum it up, what should Falcons fans and everyone expect to see from the Falcons run game this year?
Stay tuned.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I have one quick question.
Okay.
With Coleman and Freeman out, obviously getting way more looks than you first thought of when you came out here and took the field, how does that, like she kind of said, change your mindset going into camp, waking up every morning saying, you know, this is my time to really focus on getting my name out there?
Well, it doesn't really change my mindset at all. Every day I come out here and prepare to try to be number one. I think every running back that come out here and practice, wherever you are, you're practicing to be number one. Nobody want to practice to be second, third, or fourth. So I prepare myself like on number one. If my number is called to go in and be number one, two, or three, I'm just going to do my job. That's what my job is, to go out there and perform for the team.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.